Thanks, Rob. We'll get you updated on the Chicago teacher strike. Any extra information that might come out tonight? As I said, Karen Lewis saying in press conference at 10 o'clock that they're still working hard, still no answer to or any contract to come from negotiations, but they're continuing. So we'll keep you updated here at WGN Radio. Well, it's time for Studio 435, of course, our weekly segment that showcases live music in our Allstate Showcase studio here on beautiful Michigan Avenue by some of the best bands in the region. Tonight, no exception, in studio, the Rockford Outfit, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Yeah. All right. They just put out an album this summer called Heavy Metal, their third LP, and they're playing this Friday at Lincoln Hall in Lincoln Park. And on Saturday, they're going to be at the Chicago Street Pub in Joliet on It's nice on Saturday. In studio, Miles Nielsen, of course, and the band, the Rusted Hearts. We've got Jeff Werkel, Fast Dave McClellan, Dan McMahon, Adam the Dark Lord Plowman. They're all here, and they're ready to give us their first song tonight, the title track, Heavy Metal. Are you ready? Here we go. Here they are, live in studio with the track Heavy Metal here on 720 WGN.
One, two, three, four. My heart is heavier than metal now. My eyes so swollen by the booze. I don't know what I did or how I've gotten here. And all I know is that's the truth. I want to swing you back and forth just like a pendulum. And let you know this is a ride. And then I feel just like a kid inside a candy shop when everything is on the house. Let's act like animals, just like animals. Let's act like animals. My head is pounding like thousand hammers at a time. With every nail I cross the line. I want to treat you to the finer wines and all the lines and let you know that I'm a prize. Attack like animals, just like like animals. Who are you and who do you think you are? I didn't think that you would go that far, but you did. Who are you and who do you think you are? I didn't think that you would go that far, but you did. My heart is heavier than metal now. My eyes were wild and you were loose. I don't know what I did or how you've gotten here. And all I know is that's the truth. I want to swing you back and forth just like a tire swing and let you know that I'm a ride. And then I feel just like a kid on the 4th of July with fireworks inside my eyes. Tag like Halo. Just like animals, act like animals.
Yeah! Give it up! Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts in studio here in Studio 435.
Oh, I thought the Cubs hit one or something.
No, that's all you guys, man. It's all you. Why don't you guys come on up to the table here? We'll take a quick break, and we'll get Miles Nielsen and some of the guys from Rusted Hearts on the microphone. We'll also have some more live music tonight here in Studio 435 here in the Download 720 WGN. Stay with us. It's a Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, in studio, Studio 435 tonight. My pleasure to welcome Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Great track you guys just played. Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
All right, so let's get right into it. I mean, everybody's on the mic, which is awesome. It's good to talk to all you guys. Let's, you know, talk about the influences of that music. I mean, because I hear a little Tom Petty. I hear I was interested and curious to hear or read the website today about some of the influences, including a band like Jellyfish, which is a band I haven't thought about in a long time. But where did the musical influences come from this band?
I think, you know, all across the board. You know, if you look at everyone in this band has been playing out in different outfits for years, and you know, all of us have experienced a ton of different genres. You know, inside of that, I think all of those, you know, all of those working things come into play in this band. You know, you can pull from, like for me, you know, the Jellyfish thing was just the pop sensibility, also the production aspect of what they were doing is something that I think, you know, something that we take pride in is actually the production on our records. You know, it's thought out, it's storyboarding, it's pulling away, you know, the arrangements, like this comes in here, this might only happen once inside of a tune, and then we never touch that tone again. And, you know, it's those kind of things that I think, and then we go into, you know, Adam, myself, and Dan were in a band that, you know, played, all we rehearsed was soul tunes, you know, so, you know, we pull from there, and then, you know, Adam's background, Dan's background, Dave's got a, you know, choral background for sure. Jeff's played in jam blues bands and, you know,
well, I mean,
psychedelic
outfits.
Let's talk
about
that.
I mean, you guys are working musicians. I mean, you all are continuing to be able to produce music at a high level. I mean, just listening to the track we just heard, I mean, the musicianship on it is tremendous. The harmonies, everything about it. Talk about how your backgrounds, what your past experiences bring to this band.
Well, I was in choirs a lot growing up, so, I mean, that helps with just being able to arrange harmonies and just know what parts to sing and blending, too. Like, I think we all blend together pretty well now.
Yeah, absolutely.
After having sung.
It took a little work for, you know, for us to realize how we all can blend together, too, you know. Someone's voice is louder, someone's voice isn't, you know, someone's better at the top, someone's better in the middle, someone's better at the low end. Or sometimes we completely flip-flop that and, you know, everyone's taking a different part, you know.
Depending on the song,
yeah.
Well, talk about your experiences. I mean, playing drums in a sort of jam band, a blues jam band, what do you bring to this band from that experience?
Well, for me, I've always tried to be as diverse as I could. You know, as far as drum influences go, I'm mostly coming from the Led Zeppelins and things like that, but you know, like Miles said, I've played with a lot of blues acts and a variety of other bands, and grew up, you know, with music class all the way through school. So I played in a variety of, you know, for pit orchestras, jazz band, concert, you know, marching band, everything all the way across the board, as, you know, just to try and learn as much as I could and be, you know,
and let me point out that had I not known Jeff in Rockford, been such a small community, had I not known him for the last, you know, 14 years of my life, seeing him play about, if he just met the day that he joined our band, I would have said he was probably related to John Bonham in some sort of way. And I would never would have known he played in a blues, funk, jazz, all these things. But because, you know, the pool of musicians that we found there, it's a pretty small market of people.
Tell me a little bit about the Rockford music scene. I mean, are we looking at it here? I mean, are there
No. There's a good scene. There's a bunch of creative people out there, man, making good music. And it's a scene that I think it's just everyone's pushing everybody at the current moment. You know, they're being smart, and it's a cheap and affordable place to live, you know. So as far as being an artist, I think of any sort, you know, if you're making, you know, we have people that make big sculptures and, you know, have huge, you know, steel presses and things in their properties that they're making. You can't do that necessarily here because of your overhead. So out there, you're allowed to actually tap into your creativity faster, I think, because you're not worried so much about how am I paying for this to be creative. Your creativity is coming first, and it's forcing the end.
That's an amazing point. You know, you think about the idea that obviously if you're living in a big city like New York City or Chicago, you may have more access to the resources around you, more like-minded musicians. But at the same time. I mean, you're living in a closet.
Right. Yeah.
You're getting drinking water from the river, and you're essentially paying. You know,
you're writing jingles half your time.
Yeah, right.
Well, otherwise, I think you have to be built for that. Like, if you want to grind out New York and be a New York musician for your whole life, you have to be willing to, like, I'm going to lug my drums down to the subway. I'm going to take them here. I'm going to move them three different times throughout the night. Yeah, I have a friend out there that plays in, you know, like a jazz and then like a fusion. And then he plays steel drum as well. And he's constantly getting on the subway with gear and just, you know, hustling here. Then he's here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like all throughout a day, I'm like, you did three gigs today. He's like, well, my place is fairly expensive, you know, but it's convenient.
Gig, right?
Like, man, that's a lot of gig, and I can like take 4 days off and not do anything.
Well, let me ask you guys. I mean, because you just kind of started it. I don't know if you started a tour or just. Obviously, we start coming up here at Lincoln Hall. But how often are you guys playing together and playing regional? I mean, is it specific that you'll play in Rockford all the time and then branch out, or how does it work?
I believe we went from Rockford to Scottsdale to 3 days in Mexico. Back to Scottsdale, to Chicago, to Cleveland the night they won the championship. That was a fantastic show. Great crowd.
Great crowd.
They hadn't won since like 1953, and they're, you know, we play that night in Cleveland. So that was convenient.
Game seven.
It's like being on the radio in Chicago on Monday when the Cubs are playing.
Right.
It's perfect. But then we went from Cleveland and then walked our way all the way up into Maine, and we went from Rockford to Mexico to Rockford, to Maine in 2.5 weeks, you know, and since we've been back through the Midwest, sort of through the South, and then over into Colorado, up into Utah, mm-hmm. back through, and then, you
know, back to the East Coast.
And then we went back to the East Coast. And so, I mean, it's sort of like, we are a working man's band, you know, we really don't, I mean, unfortunately
or
fortunately,
it never ends.
I call it Life Tour.
Life Tour. I love it.
Yeah.
We're talking with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts in Studio 435 tonight. Let's hear another track. What do you guys want to play?
This is going to be a tune called Is This Life? It's the second tune on the record.
Is This Life? Okay, the band Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts are going to be playing at Lincoln Hall this Friday night, right here in Lincoln Park. They're going to be at the Chicago Street Pub in Joliet on Saturday. The album, which was just put out this summer, is called Heavy Metal. It's their third LP. Rockford-based, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Here's the track, Is This Life? All right, there we go.
I'm prisoner of the war, you're lying, I'm a wolf. You a prisoner's no more. In this broken world, I'm a martyr for you, girl. You were prisoners no more. Well, I would lie for you, I will. Yeah, I would die for you, I will. Just give it time. You're gonna make it just fine. Prisoner of the war, can you tell me why I'm yours? You were prisoners no more. And all these little girls in their diamonds and their pearls, you were prisoners no more. Well, I would lie for you, I will. Yeah, I would die for you, I will. Just give it time. You're gonna make it just just give me time, baby. Ooh, ooh. Just give me time, girl. Time, girl. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts in studio tonight, Studio 435. They got a show coming up at Lincoln Hall on Friday night here in Lincoln Park, and they're also going to be at the Chicago Street Pub in Joliet on Saturday. More with the band around the table, and we'll get some more live music coming up here after the news. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Studio 435, our weekly segment showcasing live music, our All-State Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. We offer up some of the best bands in the region tonight. No exception, as I turn on all the mics for Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts all around the studio, all around the table right now. Their album Heavy Metal just came out this summer, their third LP. They're going to be playing Lincoln Hall on Friday night, and they're also going to play in the Chicago Street Pub in Joliet on Saturday night, live here in studio. All right, so let's, I mean, we were talking before you guys played again, just about the idea of being working musicians. I mean, is this, as you guys sort of continue to be able to make music at such a high level and do this, you know, essentially for a living, I mean, what does it take to do this? What's the temperament like? What are the things you have to go through to be a working musician who grinds it out in Rockford and tours the country every single week?
You will experience just about everything. I mean, at least, you know, I feel like it, as far as all of us together, there's not a whole lot of life that we haven't, you know, trudged over together, you know, through this thing of, and that's just been in, you know, the 3.5, 4 years that these Dave and Jeff have been in the band. We had, you know, another 2 years before that, and then in another band before that, we were in, you know, we toured everywhere as well. You know, the stories are endless. The memories are foggy. you know, the scars are real.
Is it hard life?
It is a hard life. You know, it's like you have. I have kids, you know, a lot of us in the band have kids, and when you say goodbye to them, you know, you're not going to see them for weeks at a time. You're like, that's not a great feeling to walk away from, you know that as an adult, you sort of can put it in a place where, you know, if your chips are played right, you're going to come back and squeeze them again. You know, they look at it at that moment of just like complete heartbreak. So you're like, this is a real feeling. And you know, you're the cause of this real feeling. So, you know, that leaves a little wound on you, you know. It takes a couple of days to get into that role of just being out and being like, all right, now we're out as the band. And we're a whole different beast when we, like, you know, tighten the screws down and throw the oil in the machine. It's a different beast. And if we're out for 3 weeks at a time, it's just like, it's so well oiled and just like, it's routine, but in the most creative way. Like, we can be creative inside that because it's just like, and it's going and it's working. And we know, you know, we're just moving. The thing is just, you know. It's on the rails. It's not.
It's
off.
A nice feeling when all that is expected of you that day is to wake up and play music. You know,
right? Yeah. Right. That's a great point. That's the positive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Minus maybe a gas station stop for food, or you know, like.
Those are the minuses.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to the music. I mean, for you guys to be able to, you know, have three LPs under your belt, talk about the process. Because you talk about, you know, getting in studio and working on the album and working with the arrangements, working with producing the music. For you guys, I mean, what's the process like for you? I mean, is it a collaborative experience? I mean, is Miles, are you taking the lead and people are filling in? Or is it something that you guys, like you said, kind of have to figure out, you know, as you go along?
I think that we have a very diplomatic process inside of our band. I don't think it's always been that way, but I think as we go, we found a producer that we really click with. He's like he's Yoda, you know. I guess I'm Luke, and we have like
an army of Jedi.
Well, I would say that there's definitely like Dan's like Han Solo.
Okay.
Adam's Boba Fett.
Okay.
Jeff is definitely Chewbacca. And Dave is R2-D2. You know, we can very much be Star Wars, you know.
Yeah, we can.
So, Adam can pull the horns out of his jetpack and, like, you know, take us to outer space. And Dan can, you know, fly the Millennium Falcon at Millennium, you know, speed or, you know, whatever, light speed. And Jeff...
Shoot you from
instead of making those noises, he coughs a lot. But
all right, so let's hear some music. What do you guys? Let's hear another track here in Studio 435. What do you guys want to
play? Yeah, this is a tune off the new record as well. This is the third track off the record. It's a tune called Simple Times.
Simple Times. All right. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts in Studio 435 tonight. The album's called Heavy Metal. Simpler Times is the track. Let me just introduce everybody. Miles Nielsen, Jeff Werkel, Fast Dave McClellan, Dan McMahon, and Adam the Dark Lord Plamen. In studio, here we go, live with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts.
Lift your heart and I'm feeling like I'm drowning. My trigger hand, it was shaking fast as lightning. You take the high road, and I'll take the long. Oh, baby, where have the simple times gone? My, my, my. All them stars, all them falling stars, stop shining. All them hearts with all them tiny parts like clocks kept winding. You take the high road, and I'll take the long. Oh, baby, when the simple time's gone. My, 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 when the simple time's gone. My, 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 I wish there was something I could say. You missed the I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. We came apart, we broke apart like pins were striking. In this perfect game of life we played, we died trying. Ooh. Well, what were we supposed to do? Well, we kept on fighting. Ooh. You take the high. I'll take the long. Oh, baby, where the simple time's gone. My, 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 where the simple time's gone. My, 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 where the simple time's gone. My, my, my.
Rockford's very own Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts in studio. They're playing Lincoln Hall and Lincoln Park on Friday night. They got the Chicago Street Pub in Joliet on Saturday night. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll take a break. And you guys want to do one more?
Sure.
All right, we'll do one more. All right, here right after the break here, Studio 435 on 720 WGN. Welcome back to Download here at Studio 435, the band Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts from Rockford, Illinois, Rockford's very own, and an album called Heavy Metal, which came out this summer, their third LP. They're playing Lincoln Hall on Friday night here in Lincoln Park, and then they're going to the Chicago Street Pub in Joliet on Saturday. In studio, Miles Nielsen, Jeff Werkel, Fast Dave McClellan, Dan McMahon, and Adam the Dark Lord Plowman. Plowman, is that right? It's close enough. I got it. All right, here we go. Let's get one more track from them tonight. Here's the track High Street. Take it away, guys.
Having a throne issue. Jeff usually has a throne issue.
I was living on High Street, wearing my blue jeans for weeks. Life is a landmine, my eyes are a blur. I'm drowning in the drunk tank, spending most of my days reaching for the live wire that I couldn't hold. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Oh, 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 we go it alone. My eyes have gone crazy. Pay me up in whiskey. Well, I am the dead horse that you like to be. Rehearsing my drive run, biting off my tongue, predicting more blackouts and getting out of control. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Oh, 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 we go it alone. We go it alone. We go it alone. I'm living off High Street, still wearing my blue jeans for weeks. Life hit a landslide and fell into place. Reading most of my days, looking for a new way, having a field day, and you run out of steam. Oh, 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 we go it alone. 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 Alone.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts from Rockford, Illinois. The album is called Heavy Metal, their third LP. They're going to be at Lincoln Park this Friday night. Lincoln Paul in Lincoln Park this Friday night. And Chicago Street Pub in Joliet on Saturday night. Guys, thank you so much for playing tonight. I appreciate you being here at Studio 435, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.